The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Seri Aidi, has appealed to metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies to enforce bylaws on environmental degradation. She said climate change and its associated global warming are development challenges, hence the need to halt bush burning, indiscriminate logging and other negative acts that affect the environment. Ms. Aidi was speaking at the launch of the Volta Regional Plantation Development Program, dubbed Green in Ghana in Kpando, with the UN News Desk Report.
12 women groups from the district under the auspices of Advocates for Gender and Development Initiative Ghana, a local development-oriented NGO, have been selected to raise seedlings for large-scale planting on a pilot basis under the program. Ms. Aiti said her ministry is convinced that Ghana has come to a point where it cannot leave the protection and management of the environment to chance. She used the youth and social groups to join the crusade to plant trees to ensure an environmentally sustainable economy. Ms. Aiti said the socio-economic benefits of trees cannot be overstated and called for private-public partnership to combat the effect of climate change. The Minister of Tourism, Akuasena Dansua, commended the women groups selected to be the pace setters for the program and urged others to follow suit. The Tourism Minister noted that the area is becoming susceptible to bushfires, rainstorms, and other environmental disasters resulting from the combined effects of human and climate conditions in the last 50 years, and said the time to act is now. The MP for Ulokrobo and chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Environment, Science and Technology, Raymond Teria, warned of the dire consequences of life without trees and called for all hands on deck towards the growing of more trees. The Deputy Volta Regional Minister, Kenel Cyril Neku, said government is committed to reverse the dwindling forest resources and the wanton environmental degradation with demanding consequences for generations yet unborn. He said the Regional Coordinating Council would play a leading role in the plantation development program and urge other stakeholders to contribute their quota to ensure its success.
That was the News Desk report.